This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And it's our weekly check-in with State Senator David Brock-Smith, live from Salem. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
We are working our way through a Friday, and I know a lot has been going on in Salem. Kind of give us an update of how things look right now up there.
Well, Kyle, we're getting down to crunch time. It's what's called the chamber deadline. So the bills that are coming out need to be scheduled for a public hearing and work session by 5 o'clock today before April 4th, or they're considered officially dead, if you will, which is a good thing. There's over 4,000 bills in the legislature, so this whittles them all down. But there's some good ones and bad ones coming through. One of which is we're going to talk about here in a bit.
And talk about things that you're working on, proposals you have, and where they stand.
Well, thank you. We've introduced Senate Bill 1086. As you know, we have a lot of issues with our homeless population, but more importantly, with the impacts that they have on our rivers and streams, which is why we've introduced Senate Bill 1086. We have 23 sponsors on Senate Bill 1086, and it's relating to the environmental impact of camping sites used by homeless individuals on the waters of the state, and it authorized any person to submit a complaint to the Department of Environmental Quality if the person reasonably believes that the camping site of homeless individuals is causing discharge of waste into state waters, and directs the Department of Environmental Quality to remove such individuals from camping sites and clean the camping sites as necessary to protect the waters of the state. We have issues with regards to the environmental community, or DEQ. If anyone was to accidentally discharge in the state, they would be there in a heartbeat with fines. But to have unbridled camping along our waters, many of which that are municipal drinking water sources, and frankly, they're environmental disasters. There's human waste going into those rivers and streams. There is batteries, garbage, plastics, and so forth. And, you know, there's, as we know, a drug element associated with these homeless campsites, and that waste, that human waste, is potentially getting into our municipality drinking water systems. And so I'm hopeful that we'll move forward with a piece of legislation so that we can assist in our communities, especially Roseburg and Umpqua there, where there's campsites all along the river that we need to clean up, because it's a huge problem.
What kind of response are you getting from the other side of the aisle?
Well, they're very concerned about this piece of legislation because they know the conversation that it is going to bring. They know the impacts, and frankly, they know that the hypocrisy that exists when it comes to individuals that are polluting the waters of the state from these campsites, but that go unchecked, whereas others, if they do so, are dealt with swiftly and harshly.
And talk about one of your other proposals and where it's going right now.
Well, we have, as you know, Kyle, the forestry issues are a huge problem for us. And so I have a piece of legislation, which is Senate Bill 872, which hopefully will get a public hearing this coming week. And really what it's about is it further directs the Oregon Department of Forestry to work with the related federal agencies to deal with our timber issues within the wildland urban interface. Our rural communities, and I've spoken about this before, are in danger because of the bad neighbor, which is the federal government, and which is impacting insurance rates for our rural homeowners and property owners, really at no fault of their own. And it's critically important that we focus the efforts to manage those forests within the wildland urban interface next to our rural communities so that we can do the harvest that's necessary there, deal with the ladder fuels to mitigate catastrophic wildfires from burning into our communities and impacting them as they have for years because, again, of the unmanaged federal forest.
Now, I know
go ahead.
Well, I wanted to jump ahead to ask you about bills that you're concerned about right now and kind of tracking closely and hoping they don't make progress.
Well, there's Senate Bill 85, which is the CAFO bill, as we've talked about in the past. It is getting a serious amendment because of the pushback, and I appreciate all the folks that submitted testimony and spoke in opposition from my weekly bills of concern lists, and that gives them, you know, the access, and, you know, it's a click away. They're narrowing it down to just chicken confined animal feeding operations. I did a tour of a chicken poultry CAFO last week. It was, you know, it's one of the cleanest operations there is. The operations are modernized. These are private farmers. These aren't, you know, Tyson Foods or Foster Farms. These are, you know, private farmers that do raise these chickens for those larger corporations. There is a Senate Bill 530 that is problematic with regards to natural working lands, as we've discussed in the past, that I'm hoping we just put a big fiscal on, which then sends it down to Ways and Means so that we can kill it in that larger committee. It's we're all in flux, really. It's the lay of the land. We'll know it at 5:05, really, this evening, on what is going to be moving in this chamber deadline. And so we'll have a better understanding next week when we talk, Kyle, on what's coming our way.
All right, very good. State Senator David Brock Smith wrapping up our time from Salem. David, thanks for being on.
Thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone, and be safe.
All right, 8:40. This is the Morning Report.